Today, we're talking with Bob Rodenberger, a partner with Stockman Oklahoma Livestock Marketing. He's going to give us the latest on the cattle markets this week. So, Bob, let's hear it.
Well, Reagan, we started out with good runs Monday. Got a little moisture around talking to everybody. Market would have been fully steady with some tendency to a higher market in places. Looks to me like still awful good demand for these grazing cattle. Got good demand for feeder cattle. We're starting to see some southern cattle come into play. And if you hadn't sit in the market a lot, you'll see some of those cattle sell versus the front end of the English cattle. And there's quite a discrepancy in them, but that's just the market today. Our runs at Apache were lighter compared to the week before, but pretty much in line with what we did a year ago. One thing we are seeing is the cow numbers, the cow runs have been cut in half. I know we just had about 150 cows, and the week before we had 250. And of course, a year ago we was having 400 to 600 head. So hopefully that we've stopped the cow runs for a minute, and people are just waiting on moisture. And like I said, we got some people that got some good moisture down in southern and southwest Oklahoma, which hadn't had any. But in general, we got a very positive market. We continue to need to get some moisture through a lot of parts of the state because a lot of people's ponds and are still dry. But with all that said to do, the cattle industry is in good shape. I know we got the state basketball tournaments going on in Oklahoma City, OYA starting. A lot of good things happening in the state of Oklahoma this week.
Absolutely. It is a busy week for the state of Oklahoma. Have you seen any indication of heifer retention? And when do you think the U.S. producers are going to begin rebuilding the cow herd?
Reagan, I haven't seen any in our area yet. I mean, there's nowhere to put them. It's going to happen, but we got to get spring and summer grass. All my producers, or I'm going to say all, but I'll say 90% of them are just trying to maintain what herd they've got left. We've got to continue to get these rains. We've got to get spring grass. Then we got to get a hay crop in the barn. And I think if we get all that done in 2023, you'll start seeing some retention by the your cow-calf producers to maintain their herd. Most of them have culled down to the younger ones that stayed because the first thing they did in the droughts, get rid of the old cows, the open cows, kept their younger cows. I don't know. I've talked to three or four producers that have kept back heifers. They've maintained their same program. Now, instead of keeping, maybe 10% of them, they kept 5% of them. But we hadn't seen a general overall retention of heifers in Oklahoma yet, or I haven't. And somebody may contradict me, and I'd be more than glad to visit with them.
And the markets look to be real strong going into the fall months on feeders trading 220 on the board. What do you think that they're going to do from here?
Well, I think this thing will stay steady. I mean, it's going to ebb and flow. I mean, that's the market's got to, it'll accelerate and then it'll breathe and it'll go down. I mean, bar some political or black swan, I think at this level, the cattle market's good. There's going to be a point in time where the U.S. Housewife said, I'm not giving that much for meat. That's something we got to keep in mind. But right now we don't have as many fat cattle to kill. So, maybe we can work through that. We haven't hit that spot yet. I do know, it's at a level that it's questionable, that they'll buy an alternative protein. But in general, domestic demand's been excellent. I mean, That's the only thing that I think we'll look at. And once we start building back numbers, of course, we'll have more meat on hand. I mean, but, you go back and compare this to 11 and 12 in the drought. It took, it's 14 and 15 before this thing took off. 13, we started getting rains. We started edging up. And then 14 and 15, we blew the roof off of it in 14, late October 14 and beginning 15. And then, of course, you know, it didn't last long. And but for some reason, you know, this has got a feel to it that we may maintain upbeat in the market a little longer. I mean, time will tell. But we got a lot of good things to look at us in front of us.
Absolutely. Well, good info and good insight this morning. Is there anything else that you would like to add?
Nope. Just, we just need to keep getting rain. People need to get prepared to put up plenty of hay and, you know, maintain your genetics and your deals. And if you got any questions about marketing or need to market some cattle, give us a call at Stockman's. You know, give Greg Griffith, Justin Kirkendall, David Gage, Ray Hutchison, or myself a call at 1-800-926-9696.
All right. Well, thank you so much for talking with us this morning, Bob.
All right. Tell KC I said hi. Thank you, Reagan. Will.